Food Lion, Winchester, Tennessee. From here, the line seems not to move at all. Back beneath the clock, the diamonds, the hours, with blushing vents of coke. At last, we crawl forward, just as Tess, the sales clerk, lowers her chin and yanks her cash drawer from the register, then taps out the short stacks of rust-green $20 bills. Her sub attacks the bottles of a woman who won't look at her, who tilts and prods a pin pad with a stylus. Night sways at the lit boundary of the lot. Down road, a lotto billboard dances with flies, whose reels card strands of glare, and epaulette the gambler shaking the bias from two dice, and a drum sunk in the embankment, gouged with rust. Inside, the clockwork mists track Raleigh's world, from a field of broad leaves, twists of cured tobacco, and from harbors gigged with rest, a waxwork queen wept on a waxwork shield. Once past the bivouac of pans and tents, the new arrivals check their pace, outmatched. Wheels corkscrewing, they stop for condiments, and by their ribbons show the troops dispatched to stations in the Crescent Gulf for family to some, acquaintances to many more. And those absences, drawn out so long, weigh in their words and eyes. Though I chose differently, who'll say for all of us, we're not that strong.